answer. I think the trust was better underneath the surface than it just surfaced. Yes. your dreams if you want to understand.
The plumber.
Oh, they have the plumber. I put him on. Alright, hold on.
The real problem is the guy's got a terror on your wall. If you do heat it up, if it does burn. He was the first of all of them. Place it in person. Have water pouring out of it. So, no, you'll have some water. You won't have much coming out. You can dry it out. You won't have, you know, it's in the wall. What it's going to do is it'll sop down. Now, it's not a lot of water in the pipes. It's the, you know, if you have it turned off, a lot of water in the pipes. If you don't, if you do, then you need to make sure that if it, you know, if it bursts, then I think it's better to have it off when you're not in the situation. You don't want it pouring out. That pipe breaks in the middle of the night. You're asleep. You don't want water pouring all over your house. So at night I'd turn it off. Just that pipe. The only thing you turn on and off is that pipe. And I think he's probably right. Turn the heat up in the house. It's supposed to start warming up there. Where, oh, you mean in the cellar? You know, I think what you heat up is the hall. No, the hall. The hall. Because they say, probably running on the outside of the house, which was bad. So they have to be on the outside of the house. So they're probably running up the wall in your heat something up. That's what you heat up. All the way along that big wall there. And it's probably somewhere in there that it froze. Pipes in the front part of the house? Yeah, you probably have, probably. If you look at it, you got one quarter of it going into the house, and you got the other three quarters going out into the world. So it's probably in that very front there. You're probably right. If you're going to do anything, I'd heat up the front of that hall. move your heater up and aim it up as high, you know, you might put it on the table because you probably want it about in the middle of that span that goes up to the bathroom. Yeah, that's probably fun enough. Probably running up on the right side of the door if you're looking out the front of the house. It rises. So it's probably, now, you know, if you want to heat up the basement, heater down there, I mean, that's where the furnace is, that ought to give off. You got a great big heater down there. Now, I think it's a setup that you got running on the outside of your house, and not outside, on the outer wall of the house at the front end, because that picks up the port. Well, it doesn't even, does it pick up the port? I guess it picks up the port. Heated. So all of that is unheated there. Yeah. So that's the trouble. That pipe is outside. Hang on. Really super cool. And then you just wait. Doesn't make a difference one way or the other. Honestly, but you don't want open hose into the basement. Okay. I think you get I got a heater at the house you could have. Wouldn't hurt, but yeah. Well, something like that might be. Yeah, that probably would not be a bad idea. I would think so. Yeah. It's hard to tell in the bathroom, but that's... Yeah, probably going off to the right. It's not going straight down. Goes down underneath and different pipe.
So maybe that's the
two. You got water? Well, that's at least your problem. What's it? Turn on the tub. See, you certainly want to run out. If you're running the water through the, through the tub, I think tonight the only thing you really need to drip is probably the tub. Probably would get most of it. You're just on the marginal edge of it, freezing, I think. No, no, what I mean is, it froze, but I think, by it heating up, last night, and now probably what? 15 or something, 20? I don't mind more than mine. Temperature will drop to something. It would never drop lower than the temperature. There's a certain time lag. It's -30. Well, that means that whatever you have will drop down to -10 as if it minus 30 out. It will get there that fast. But it'll stop there, right? Because it's 10 minus 10. But it cools down real quick. Well, if you get the wind off of that corner of the house, and I don't know which direction that is, but if the wind is coming in off of that corner, then that's going to drop it faster than if it was on the other side of the house. And then, what's that? Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea to do that. And I probably wouldn't turn the temperature down. How cold it's going to get tonight. I'd probably leave the house up a little bit warmer than normal. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, well, see, that's another problem. Your problem is that, you know, you got force water, you got water. Yeah, you got water, you got radiators. So you got water, but your water didn't pure water. See, that's a very different water than what's, you know, than what your drinking water and your tap water is. That's its own. Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit. Just to keep it coming through. Dave Kramer has to do that to his house. Because he has an old house. Yeah. The pipes in. That is, you gotta run the you gotta figure out how to run it and we run the app and put the have anything to do with it. Yes, then that's not bad. Right. All right, well, I know Mom wants to talk to you. Yeah, exactly. Very positive. What's that? That's good. All right, talk to you later. So much happier, Chris.
How much happier? Water for 2 years. And what's wrong? Or Mars being Staples, they're all great. They're all covered. Yeah. And we have another problem right now. The other thing is the computer last, it didn't smell. Well, you know, the shelling was really good. The only problem with the shelling this year, about 99% of the animals, they were gone. Yeah. I mean, yesterday, they were fabulous. But every one of them had a huge red animal. And all the beautiful gander chipmunks that I like, I found one that was just one. So, you can take them. I mean, I'm sure some people will shove them. No, they look beautiful, and the ones on the beach, they look so beautiful. But even the fighting palms, really, instead of just brown, it's beautiful, but so they stink. I took what I thought was, and I was very careful, I only took one end, because I thought them, even today, it smells a little bit, so, yeah, right in the canal for that. That's how we live. It's awful. Anyway, We haven't heated the pool. We don't even have the pool heater on, and we haven't even had the pot. It's like we're living in North Carolina, really. We're not in Florida. The beach is wonderful. I mean, I go to the beach. They spend a lot of money. I heard a lady, I don't know if she says, that she's complaining about the supermarket clerk. I said, I like this letter. And he said, no, I'm not going to get down here for a week. And she said, I'm this one. She was just crying. Oh yeah, they're coming down. One's coming down the end of March, and the other's coming down the end of April, and they overlap. They do mean to. They overlap. So. Do you watch all four of them all day? What are you gonna do with them all? Right. So you have to divide up to. He can be the other one. That's a good idea. And that's easy. Oh, they do. Because that's good for the other kids too, because they get to either decorate or just eat them. Right. But I mean, my cooking and my projects have gotten easier. I don't like these elaborate projects. Not for myself or for the, with the kids. I just like to do simple things. Yeah. I don't either. Like, Chris sent me these beautiful wreaths that she and Ava and Tessa made out of spoons that you break off the handle of a plastic spoon. And we make these wreaths, I guess, on Pinterest. And then you spray them. They're beautiful. I would never do that. Never. And then they put mirrors in the back. And they made these beautiful mirrors for their room. Boy, I'll tell you. Meanwhile, you know, she does that chopped with them. So they've learned to cook. It's amazing how they make steak and stuff. She has this spiraler thing, and when they came over, they spiral. I can't even say it. They make potato spirals in the oven. They bake them and have them with the steak. Tessa sautés the steak. It's amazing. No, Chris goes all out. She really does. She's going to be sad because she, her last day with her job is Thursday, and she has a week off, and then she starts a new job, and she could not get them to give her Friday off when the kids are off early. So she told them. She thought Tessa would burst into tears. Ava did, but so it wasn't the one she thought, but she, you know, they'll give her a day off, but it's not going to be Friday when the kids get off. So that's sad, because she's really enjoyed it, and they have too. It really has. Yeah, I think so. The problem is, with Ava and Tessa and their two sets of parents, you have to, the rest of us are forced to work during the week with them, you know, so, but we can't have weekends. So, I mean, it's a big occasion we do, but, you know, like Father's Day or something, but, It's different, but you know, we enjoy it. I mean, I look forward to going back because we go with them with the ball team, so we like that. That's like the old days in Lincroft, except we're older. I tried a new sport. Did I tell you pickleball? Oh, God. First, Dave and I went to scope it out to see, there was a tournament, and we thought, well, we'll just go see what it's like. It's indoors at the rec center. So we went, and they were just firing the ball. It's sort of like a modified version of tennis. And so, but it said pickup pickleball during the week. So I went one night. Oh my gosh. Not for me. Well, you can't just do it once. It's like tennis. You gotta, you know, I haven't hit like 25 years with a rack. My arm and neck were so sore. You don't want to hurt yourself at 70. You don't. You want to do what your body knows what to do. And just keep doing it and don't change. No, I mean, I walk on the beach 3 days and I do Zumba 2 days and that is it for me. And nothing hurts. Nothing. Although one time we had Eddie. He was our substitute Zumba and he was really a, oh, what's that other kind of dancing? Really jump up in the air. I don't know. It's rap. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my calves were so sore. I was like tiptoeing around. And I hear Eddie's coming back next week for a day. And I'm like, ooh, I like Eddie. He was a great dancer. Right. Well, you can't really do them all. So you just hope for the best. The important thing for us, the really important, I think, is the pre-stretches and the post-stretch. And I even do that when I walk on the beach now. I do the same things I do in Zumba, the post. I do them on the beach, the platform on the beach. Well, because I don't want to be stiff. You know, after pickleball, I had Zumba that day too, and then I went to pickleball and I'm telling you, I was so stiff. I was creeping around. So, you know, how about you? What are your 5 days? You do seven? I only do 5 days of exercise. Yeah, it's a lift in your day. Yeah, and you have such a nice place to do that too. Really. Well, you don't go to the gym like on a schedule. You just wait for that.